All right, Alexander, the slap heard around the world, the slap of French President Macron. And it was a loud slap, actually. The guy really, he got him. And from what we understand, the guy that has been arrested, two people have been arrested, the one person that slapped Macron and the one person that was filming, recording Macron. And the guy that they got is supposedly really into martial arts, really into French history and role-playing of French history. The interesting part about these two men, Alexander, that they caught is the mainstream media in France and in the UK, they're pushing this once again, this narrative that these people were right-wing extremists. Even though we've got facts, evidence, facts, not even at facts, that these people were very apolitical in their orientation. Yes, one of the guys seemed to be a weapons collector. Many people said he had arms. He had all these weapons and guns. No, he had a sword, a collectible sword, an antique is how you would describe it, a sword. He seemed to be into knives. They say he had a copy of Hitler's Mein Kampf. The other guy, like I said, was into role-playing historical French costumes. I don't even know what you call it. And anyway, they had interesting hobbies, it seemed, I guess. I'm not really sure what to make of all of it. But my point is that they're pegging them as right-wing extremists. This is done to damage Le Pen, isn't it?
Of course it is. That's exactly what it does. And by the way, on that particular point, I mean, one of these people, I think the person who actually slapped Macron, shouted out a comment, which is an old French statement which some people link with French royalism. Le Pen is not a royalist. She is a Republican. I'm not saying this man was any sort of royalist. I mean, I don't think royalism exists in France in any particular way. But of course, you know, if you're trying to discredit Le Pen by bringing up all these issues, then I mean that's ridiculous. As I said, as you absolutely rightly say, these two people seem to have been people who were very interested and absorbed in French history and the glory of France and all of that. But there is no reason to see this as any kind of overt right-wing protest. I mean, the fact is Macron is very unpopular with many, many people in France for many very good reasons. He's unpopular because of his economic policies. He's unpopular because of his fervid Euro integrationist policies. He's unpopular because of his policies over the pandemic. He's unpopular for many reasons. And it's also the case that he's come up against incidents like this before. He was heckled, I remember, when he was, you know, going around meeting people back in 2018 to commemorate the end of the First World War. He's had other incidents on other occasions. This one went further. But, I mean, it's not unusual for Macron to encounter opposition and hostility when he goes out of the Élysée Palace and leaves the gilded halls of Paris and mixes with the people of France. Because, to be straightforward about it, many of the people of France don't like him. And perhaps these particular individuals had certain particular historical interests. But in their dislike of Macron, they are by no means unrepresentative of French opposition in general, and try to label them and to put them inside a particular box and make out that they're a fringe and make out that they're connected to Le Pen in some way is a construct too far, one which I am sure bears little connection to any real reality.
Yeah, I love the title from the BBC, Macron Slap, Hitler Book and Weapons Found. French reports. That's the title of the BBC.
Yeah,
and it's crazy. And then you get a little further down the article. By the way, the men are 28 years old. They arrested them very quick. They went into the one guy's house right away and they started searching it. I believe the guy that was actually videotaping is where they found this. This is what they found. Among the weapons said to have been recovered, and this is from the BBC, to have been recovered at his home are a sword, a dagger, and a collector's rifle that was legally in his possession. It is not clear if the weapons were in working order. So they get the whole, you know...
Well,
He had a Hitler book. He had weapons. Yeah. And get that out there. And then further down in the article, they say, well, it's a sword, a dagger, and a rifle that was legally in his possession.
Well, completely irrelevant. I mean, also, because, of course, this incident didn't involve use of any weapons. I mean, the point is he left them at home. I mean, he brought them with him and, you know, was waving swords at Macron. Well, that would have been absolutely legitimate to bring up the fact that he has weapons. But he didn't do that. That wasn't the only thing he had, was a video camera. So why bring up this issue? I mean, you know, these all look like collector's items from somebody who's something of a historical buff. And there is absolutely no connection between that and this particular incident. What it suggests, by the way, what the background to these two people suggests, that far from being, you know, extreme right wingers and people who, you know, collect memorabilia of involving a certain individual and certain person from another country, what it suggests to me, what little I know about these people, suggests that they are people who are very patriotic and very interested in the history of France. That seems to be what that's all about. And of course, people like that are indeed opposed to Macron. Many of them, I would say, are left-wing. I mean, one of the things to always understand about France is that French nationalism has often had left-wing expressions. It's not always true in every country, but it's certainly true in France. And it's certainly true that patriotically minded French people are basically hostile to Macron. It's not perhaps, by the way, a coincidence that this particular incident happened just directly after the leader of the French left, such as it is nowadays, Jean-Luc Mélenchon, actually said that he expected the next French presidential election to be manipulated. Now, Mélenchon is not a supporter of the extreme right in France. So, you know, this is symptomatic of a widespread general malaise in France, a general feeling in France of opposition and hostility to the Euro-globalist integrationist project that Macron is seen to embody, and to the French establishment, the political establishment, which he also embodies, which most people in France increasingly see as not just out of touch, but positively hostile to themselves and to the France that the French people are so attached to.
All right. So shortly after the slap, Macron and his wife, Bridget, were back meeting crowds. So they bounce back very quickly. Macron bounces back very quickly. Suppose that's the impression they want to give us. Great. Hours after the incident, Macron also said it had been an isolated event. That's a quote. And he said, ultra-violent people should not be allowed to hijack the public debate. So my question to you is, obviously, the Macron camp is going to spin this as a win. Somehow, Macron bounces back. He's saying right extremism is bad and should be stamped out. It's okay, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. We know how they're going to spin it. Do you think the French public is going to buy it? Do you think they're going to feel sympathetic towards Macron? Do you think they're not going to care? Maybe they're going to say, good on the guy for slapping him because yellow vests, income inequality, lockdowns, we've had enough. And finally, someone expressed themselves. Maybe in a way that was inappropriate, but at least they let that, you know, it's kind of like they let that frustration out. He let that frustration out. Do you think they're going to look at it like that? And do you think this affects Le Pen in the run-up to the elections?
I mean, there may be a few people who will be think better of Macron because of this, because he bounced back, as you say. There may be a few people who support this face slapping. I suspect there's quite a few people who do. But overall, it's not going to make the slightest difference. I don't think it's going to change any real opinions. And I don't think it's going to affect Le Pen in any way. And I have to take issue, by the way, with the claim that this is ultra-violence and that these people were ultra-violence. I mean, a slap in the face, I'm not going to say it's a terrible thing, it's a bad thing, one shouldn't do it, it's an assault. But, I mean, it's not an ultra-violent assault. If you want to talk about ultra-violence in France, go back in time to the early 1960s when there was an attempt to assassinate President de Gaulle, who was at that time the president of France, by the OAS. De Gaulle's car was machine gunned. The tyres were burst. There was a massive attack on him, but he survived. He picked himself out of the car. He was within minutes broadcasting to the French people, and as a result, he was able to rally France and end the war in Algeria. That is ultra-violence, and that is the response of a true leader. This is an incident and nothing more than that. Certainly not the kind of thing that Macron is trying to spin. What I will say again, in conclusion to all of this, is that, of course, it is a reflection, again, of the strong feelings that Macron does inspire in many French people. I don't think they exactly, I just certainly don't think that there's any desire for violence against him, real violence against him. But many French people dislike him. Many French people detest him. Many French people want to see the back of him. But the way they're going to do that, or try to do that, is through the ballot box, because that is the way in France. Now, if that doesn't happen, if Mélenchon is right, if that election is manipulated, if he stays in office as a result of manipulations, well, then, of course, things might start to get worse. But at the moment, one must say it clearly. This is an incident which reflects Macron's unpopularity. It's not going to change the political situation in France. And one should certainly not use language like ultra-violence loosely when French history is full of examples of what actual ultra-violence is all about.
Yeah, it was kind of like a shame on you kind of slap, you know, shame on
absolutely.
You for everything that's taken place.
Absolutely.
Final question. Yeah.
Absolutely. He's had negative responses from French crowds before. And this is perhaps a rather more, shall we say, melodramatic example. But it's not out of the normal, at least not as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it also shows how much of a bubble Macron is in. He should know that the people aren't exactly too happy with him. I would imagine he reads his approval ratings. But the fact that he just strolled over there so, you know, nonchalantly, just went over and started grabbing people. If I was his security, I would be like, you know, Mr. Macron, it's probably best, given your approval ratings and the job that you're doing, that you don't interact with the people too much, because you're not really a man of the people. You never know what could happen. In a way, Alexander, thank God it was a slap, because something much worse could have happened given the way Macron approached the crowd. It shows that he doesn't really have an understanding as to how people feel about him. He really is in a bubble. Final question. You may want to comment on that. And a final question is, G7 is coming up. Just out of curiosity, how do you think this makes Macron look to the powers that be that had him as this as the next leader of Europe and the next person that's going to bring, you know, true integration to the European Union? Do you think he strolls into the G7 and I'm being melodramatic here, and Boris Johnson and Merkel, and they look at him and they say, dude, you got, what happened to you, Emmanuel? I mean, something like that. Do you think they kind of snicker at him and say, God, man, Macron, you really you really got, lack of a better word, got slapped.
Well, the first thing to say, to answer the first part of it, you must never underestimate the enormous vanity of Macron. Of course he believes that he is, you know, the person who can overawe any crowd, because, you know, he's Napoleon, he's Louis XIV, he's De Gaulle, he's all these things, at least in his own estimation. So, of course, he disregards and ignores the advice that his security people undoubtedly are giving him, because his vanity makes it impossible for him to accept the fact that he's not actually, revered and, or, you know, doesn't inspire awe the way that he imagines himself to do. Now, I think as to the G7 leaders, on the one hand, I think that they have been frankly irritated by Macron for a long time. I think a lot of them find him grating. Merkel is known to. I mean, they don't get on. There was a widespread expectations when he was elected that it would become a love fest, and it didn't. I mean, she found him very irritating at person because of his immense vanity. Oddly enough, Johnson has actually got on better with Macron than Merkel has, because he knows how to flatter Macron's vanity and was actually able to use him quite successfully during the Brexit negotiations 2 years ago. But anyway, so I think they're irritated by him. But I think beyond that, I think they're worried about the situation in France, because the one thing they do not want to see is a President Le Pen. And they will be seeking reassurances that that's not going to happen. And though at some level, I think some of them will be snickering that he's unable to appear in public without provoking a certain reaction. I think at the end of the day, they still want to see him there rather than Marine Le Pen, who I think, frankly, if she's elected president, that upturns their world. So that's not what they want to see.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Globalism above all else. And absolutely, I'm sure Marie Le Pen scares the hell out of them.
Absolutely. So
best to stick with Macron is what they're saying.
Yeah.
Even though I'm sure deep down inside, a lot of them are probably, saying, probably laughing a little bit deep down inside.
I'm absolutely sure they are.
Yeah, I'm sure Trump was also.
Oh, I've no doubt
about it as well. Maybe Putin. Well, there you go.
I mean, think about Trump. I mean, think of the kind of responses he used to get when he used to go out with people. Or indeed, you mentioned Putin. Think of the responses Putin tends to get when he goes out with people. Very different story.
Trump was a man of the people, that's for sure.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's right. People loved him. All right. Putin, too. Putin actually interacts with the public a lot.
Very, very well.
People don't know that. No, he doesn't get the press about that, but he really does interact with the public a lot.
Absolutely. And, he travels around places. He goes to factories. He meets people. It's all... and you can see it's anyway, the chemistry is there. And, of course, it could not be more different from Macron and Macron meeting with people. I mean, as far as most French people are concerned, Macron comes across as being from another planet. I mean, they find him a very difficult leader to relate to. And you have to be in France itself to see the extent to which that is the case.
All right, we'll leave it there. Guys, go to our channels, Alexander's channel, my channel, the Durand's channel. It is on Odyssey, BitChute, SuperU, the free speech video platform, and Locals. And join us on our Locals community, where there's all kinds of great conversation taking place. You'll find all those links down below. And go to the Durand shop, 10% off when you use the code REALNEWS at checkout off all the merchandise. All those links are down below. Take care.